absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Today is April the 29th, 2011. And it's one of those rare days when an amazingly high percentage of people in the world will be watching scenes from the same event, the wedding in the UK of Prince William and Kate Middleton. So thank goodness for podcasts, which can be enjoyed at any time, which means that this 134th show of Absolutely Intercultural need not lose out to this international phenomenon. It's a bit ironic that while the institution of monarchy is in retreat all over the world, this event should attract such huge attention. But I think that I may be confusing monarchy with celebrity. My name's Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from Denmark, where the two major TV channels will both be transmitting the royal wedding most of the day. Enough! This show is going to concentrate on another international phenomenon, but in this case, one which has the potential for improving the lives of many people. We'll be revisiting the University of the People, which offers free university tuition to people who, for a variety of reasons, could otherwise never hope for a college education.
And we have quite a few people that come to us because of either cultural reasons, women who wants to stay at home in some cultures and not go outside to university, wants or forced, that's another question.
As we find out more about this very different route to a university degree, we will be eavesdropping on everyday life in Haiti, where the University of the People is making extra efforts to support their students there.
Sweet home, sweet home. This is my father's pig.
This is my kitchen. This is where I cook food. My bedroom. My clothes and my wife's clothes. And this is my son's bedroom.
Going to university, what does that mean? Even though most people in the world don't experience this directly, most would have a picture in their minds about what this means. So I imagine that picture would include spending 3 to 5 years at a campus, attending lectures, buying a pile of books, and maybe taking a part-time job, perhaps. Financially, it might be a struggle, as more and more universities are forced to charge fees. Up to £9,000 per year in England, for example. It often also means leaving home and living in halls of residence or digs. So you know what it means to go to university. But what if someone comes along who has a very different idea about what going to university looks like? Such a person is Shai Reshef, an entrepreneur whose big idea is to make a university education much more accessible by offering free online tuition using open source materials from elite universities such as Harvard and MIT through what he's called the University of the People. We first met Shai Reshef on Absolutely Intercultural in October 2009, and I was keen to find out how the project is going. So let's go absolutely democratic and hear how Shai Reshef explains his project.
So University of the People is a non-profit, tuition-free online university dedicated to bring democracy to higher education and enable students from around the world who graduate high school, want to go to college, but cannot afford it, by bringing through the internet higher education to wherever they are.
One of the key features of the University of the People is that the students teach themselves. Can you just remind us about that?
All of our courses are 10 weeks long. So whenever a student takes a class, he or she is being placed in a virtual classroom with 20 other students, most likely from 20 different countries. And when they start the week, and as I said, it's 10 weeks long every course, and every week starts on Thursday, ends on Wednesday. Every Thursday, when a student goes into the classroom, he or she finds the reading material of the week, the homework assignment of the week, the lecture of the week, and the discussion question. The discussion question is actually the core of our pedagogy. So after the students read all the material that they're supposed to read, they start discussing the discussion question between themselves. By the end of the week, each student take a quiz to see that they understand the material of the week, hand in their homework and move to the next week. So along the weeks, a week after the other, by the end of the course, they take the final exam, get a grade, and move to the next course.
Now, I know from personal experience that this is a very powerful way of learning. However, it does go against the perceived stereotype of what happens in a classroom. I would imagine that many people expect a teacher to talk and students to take notes. So do any of your students have difficulty in adapting to this way of learning?
You know, it's a good question. I need to say a few things. First of all, when the students sign up and get accepted, the first two courses are orientation courses, where we both teach them and check their English, but also the second orientation course teach them of how our method works, what they expected to do, and what exactly the way, what they're going to go through, and what, how exactly they're expected to study. I would say two things. First of all, the students who choose to study with us are most likely know what to expect. We know that by now there are over 4 million students studying online in the US alone, and, you know, we are not very different than the rest. So people know what to expect, and they being taught as well. I think that there is a self mechanism that people who cannot do it don't do it. Mm. When we ask our students about their satisfaction, and you know, we ask them every week for their feedback, but every term we have like a deep survey, and we ask them a lot of questions about the technology, about the method, about the teaching, about the peer-to-peer learning, about the technology, every aspect of what they're going through. But we also ask them what I consider to be the most important question is whether they would recommend the university as a good place to study to their peers. Because I feel that summarizes it all, because if it's not a good place, something is wrong. And if it is a good place, even if something is wrong, overall their experience is positive. And over 90% say that they would recommend us to their peers a term after a term. So it works, and they are quite happy with what they study, even though I would say that, you know, they chose to study online.
Often on Absolutely Intercultural, we're looking at the reactions of people confronted by different norms than they're used to. What Shaira Sheff is doing is trying to produce a new norm, a new culture about what a university education looks like, which seems to me to be an interesting social experiment. In the normal way of things, Shaira Sheff rarely gets to meet any of the University of the People students. But his university has a special project in Haiti, where there it's not enough just to offer free tuition over the internet in a location which has been devastated by an earthquake recently. In our segment, Absolutely Haitian, we'll find out what else is needed to give people in Haiti the opportunity of a university education.
I'm a musician. I play guitar and I sing. I teach some English and Spanish at a school. I'm married and I'm living with my two kids and my wife. I was taking part in a rehearsal At baptismation, afterward, I get out. I saw some friends standing outside. I say, oh, man, you all going to pass the test. I say, what's this? And they say, they are here for an interview. Kristen came out and tried to find some people to offer them this opportunity. And then I quit all my plans for this day, and I stick with them and stay for the interview for the university.
So it's not that perfect yet.
It's perfect for me.
I'm extremely happy to be here because there are a lot of people around the world that want education but can't get it. Today, the internet can enable everyone to study. You don't need to pay for it. There is open educational resources. A lot of people are willing and put their content, their material, their knowledge on the internet, free for everyone to use. And there are a lot of people who are willing to help other people to study. Thinking about Haiti and thinking about what you, as the people of Haiti, have suffered in the last few years, and especially the last year, free education is for you more than for anyone else. So good luck to all of you, and congratulations on being with us.
This is where I buy bread. He's the boss of the bakery. And this is my granddaddy's shop. This is where I make credit. And when I meet people in the streets with guitar, I take the guitar and I... C'est un pignon qui fait ramener aller. Madame dit aller, je dois aller. This is my life. Sweet home, sweet home. This is my father's pig. And this is my beautiful castle. This is my beautiful wife, Dania.
Hi. Hi.
This is Bianca.
This is my daughter.
The baby doll.
And this is my son.
Do you have electricity here?
Sometimes, yeah, we have electricity.
Do you have water here?
We take it from very far and we put them in those buckets. This is my kitchen. This is where I cook food. My bedroom. My clothes and my wife's clothes. And this is my son's bedroom.
How can you afford going to school?
My godfather, he owns a school. He gave me some credit. I can send my kids to school, and when I find the money, I give. Say on bon hypocrite fin fait filom sa faculté moi pas même capitil pain bon madame petit pour m'occuper.
What's the first thing that you would do if you had money?
Oh, first thing, I would take my wife and kid out of here and build a very beautiful house for her and my kids and the people who live with us. And afterward, I will put a credit system in here so that people can borrow money and spend them in fair ways, like making gardens with them and give them to me back with some teeny profit. I would set up a school for the kids, so that they can have an education. No société qui exigeant mon avant l'amour pour l'argent. Dis-moi non, est-ce que c'est pas la fin des temps? Si mon pas respecte grand mon qui t'y doudoune, qui croit zouzoune après l'air. La vie, ça même trois chers.
That's it. This soundtrack comes from a video which you can see together with others from the same visit on the University of the People's YouTube channel. You can find the link to this video on our website at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. And finally, I asked Shaira Sheff about the background to the University of the People project in Haiti.
Well, following the earthquake in Haiti, we committed ourselves to take 250 students in Haiti and teach them free online. The problem in Haiti is that, first of all, there is a huge problem of brain drain. Most of the people who can leave the country and study abroad do so and they never come back. And there is dramatic shortage of educated people. And if Haiti wants to build itself, and if we want to build Haiti, to help them build Haiti, the best way from our belief is the best way is to educate enough Haitian people and give them the tools to develop their own country, rather than all the money that is flowing there, which is, you know, is very important, and a lot of organizations feed the Haitian people right now, and a lot of people give them shelters and help them with all the health problems that they have. All of them are very important. But we believe that the future of Haiti demand that there will be enough educated people in Haiti to take care of their own problems, and that's what we're doing. One of the problems is to say that is much easier than to do so, because the people in Haiti, especially the people who live in tent cities, in tents since the earthquake, do not have computers, but do not have electricity. So we, in order to make them, to enable them to study, had to build local centers with furniture, with electricity, with backup generators, because even if you have electricity, it's not necessarily reliable, with computers and with internet satellite connection, so they will be able to study. So we did so through the help of local NGOs, and now we have three centers in Haiti where the students come every day for in shifts of 4 hours, study there, and go home, and other students take their seats. So we have centers where our students come to study there. We committed ourselves to educate 250 students. We started in the first two intakes. We had about 15 students starting each term. We are planning in this coming term to have another 15 or more students. And so we, up to our commitment, we will educate 250 students. The situation there, and I came to welcome the first 15 students, is really, really unbelievable. And we are extremely happy that we were able to set it up and to help them. By the way, in one of the centers, we are feeding our students as well. We got a donation to feed our students because quite a few of them don't even eat a meal a day. I was invited to their houses, so I saw the condition that they live in, and it's not something that we in the West necessarily envision. People live with no electricity, no running water, no kitchen, nothing whatsoever, and it's, I think that we feel that we are, what we do is extremely important, and we feel that we are lucky that we had the opportunity to help them. They need this help, and we hope that we will be able to continue helping them.
So, what do you think about this new approach to getting a college education? If you've been to college yourself, would you have considered getting your degree in this way? You can add your comments to our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. Also, don't forget that we're also interested in your examples of, for example, racism due to visible differences. For our next show, which will be coming to you from Germany on May the 13th with Laurent Borgmann. So, in the meantime, stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.